Welcome to Ag Economic Insights. I'm Joe Gangwish. We'll come back here in a moment and talk about cash rental rates for 2016. Back with us this week on Ag Economic Insights is David Widmar, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights. So, David, let's talk about cash rental rates. You know, when you look at cash rental rates here lately with a downward move in the farm economy, a little bit of pressure, of course, on the cash rental rates. What have we seen?
Yeah, great to join you again today, Joe. Times are good, upward pressure on farmland values and cash rental rates. Now that times are a little tough, we have some downward pressure. And it goes for the farmland values and the cash rental rates both. So this week we took a look at cash rental rates specifically. When we look at the national average for cropland rental rates, we see that it fell 6% in 2016. The USDA has been collecting national level data and reporting it since about 1998. And there's only one other decline since 1998, and that was 3% back in 2007. So when we look back at almost 20 years of data, 2016 was a pretty big adjustment year for cropland rental rates at the national level.
Give us a taste on the two big states, of course, that we cover here on this station. That would be Nebraska and Kansas. Where do we fall?
Yeah, so again, with cropland state-level trends, Nebraska was down 5%, and Kansas was down about 2%. Looking at the Midwest more broadly, Minnesota and Iowa were down 6% both, and those were kind of the big adjustment areas that we saw in the Midwest. It's across the Midwest and the Great Plains, 2, 3, 4, 5% lower was fairly common, with a couple exceptions. Values in Michigan were up 7%, as were values in Wisconsin up 2%. So it's important to keep in mind that when we look at national trends, things start to adjust and vary at the local level.
What I thought was interesting, too, this week on your blog at ageconomist.com, you also had some pasture values in there. Talk about that.
Yeah, we also looked at pasture values in the rental values of pasture land. Pasture rates were also down at the national level in 2016, down 7%. Different than cropland values, pasture values have a long history since 1998 of several years being down. So in 2007, 2003, and in 2000, pasture posted rental rate decline. So not as uncommon as, say, cropland for pasture to be lower. When, again, we looked at the states that had the biggest declines, Nebraska actually was one of the biggest in the nation, and especially in the Midwest, pasture rental rates, were down 16% in Nebraska, off 11% in South Dakota, and 5% in Kansas.
All right, David, wrap it up for us. What do farmers need to keep in mind when they're negotiating cash rental rates here for next year?
Yeah, it's important to keep in mind that we have national trends and local realities. And as the boom in agriculture saw farmland values and cash rental rates increase at different rates across the country, so will the adjustment. So it's important to keep in mind what's going on at the local market and not get caught up with what's going on at the national level. Looking ahead, it's going to be really important for producers to keep the impacts of lower net farm income, lower yields within their local market in mind.
If you'd like more information, of course, on cash rental rates on the blog this week, go to ageconomist.com. And if you'd like to hear this program again, go to the audio video tab at ruralradio.com. For David Widmar with this week's Ag Economic Insights, I'm Joe Gangwish.